Market down around 100 points for this Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Johnson, it's looking a little sick.
It is looking a bit sick, and I'm feeling a little bit sick. Yes, down 100 exactly. Funny enough, right before the close, we had this thing called the match at the end of the day. You know, 10 minutes after it closed, they match off all the orders. And it was down 104, and we were down 104 yesterday. I thought, oh, those little gremlins, aren't they clever? But instead, they decided, no, 100 exactly was the right number for today. So down 100 at 5,822.
Now, oil prices are down around 7% overnight. Is that what everybody's pointing the finger at?
They are. They're calling that. And it did slump 7%, as you mentioned. It was the biggest fall in 3 years for the oil price. And, you know, it's a funny game that they talk about the oil price and they say, oh, you know, now the Saudis will reduce this and the Iranians are doing that. And I'm thinking, anywhere else in the world it would be illegal. But no, there's apparently the oil cartel, it's fine. And frankly, falling oil prices are good for economies. Guess what it means? Less cost of petrol at the bowser, more money in the hands of consumers, cheaper flights. You know, it's usually a good thing in my mind, but for some, I mean, I naturally expect all the oil stocks to come off, like Woodside, Santos, Beach. They all just went down, and it's been a hot sector of the market too, so even more money's coming out in that respect. But it's actually good for the economy. We need some stimulus, and we're seeing that some wages growth numbers come out today.
Three-year
highs, but below where the Reserve Bank target is 3.5%. I think they came in at 2.5%. I would call it tepid. You know, I think it's pretty slow. There's not going to make any change to interest rates, I think, on that basis. Some were saying it could make interest rates go down. I cannot see that happening. Let's just forget about that talk whatsoever. If, you know, we're lucky to keep them steady, I think, going forward, and that's mainly protecting the property market. So, yeah, I don't think you can get anything out of the economic data. I don't think you can get anything out of the oil price data. I think it's more to do with China. I think there's some problems up in China.
Right.
You know, they've got a lot of credit issues up there, a lot of housing stuff starting to come out, balance sheet worries. So I think that China is going to be pretty keen to deal with Trump in the near future, and I believe that's coming around the corner as well, which will be good for our resources stock. So that's what I'm hoping for. We can chat about that more tomorrow, of course. I'll be in your studio.
Yeah, looking forward to that, Kevin. Now, is anything in particular up today?
Well, that's right. Well, trying to find the things that are up is a tricky thing. I'm just looking through the big cap stocks. Lendlease were up 6 cents, but they've gone down $5 in the last week, so that's not really moving. Telstra up a couple of cents. They finished at $3.05. And one of the local stocks, Fast Brick Robotics.
What's this?
They make houses with a robot arm. And I must admit, I'm a little bit skeptical, but you know, good luck to them. They came out today and said they built a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house in 2.5 days.
No.
So good on them. Well, it's no more sore backs for brickies.
No, what's the block going to do in these renovation shows if houses are going up in 2.5 days?
Well, it'll be like fast forwarding that show when it's on telly, won't it? That's what I do every time it comes on. I've got to fast forward through that one, or skip, as it might be. And speaking of media, of course, the Channel 9 AGM was on today, or the 9 Network, 9 Entertainment, I think it's called, NEC.
Yes.
I always don't like that code. It's one of those codes that makes me feel uncomfortable.
NEC.
I don't used to wear a tie, but I don't feel uncomfortable now. I don't wear one anymore. But, yeah, NEC, of course, emerging with Fairfax. They were talking about that today because, you know, they're merging, as you know, and, of course, that's your employer.
It does, indeed.
You'll become a Channel 9, as you were before, full circle there.
It does.
Anyway, the chairman of Channel 9 was pointing out that this merger is not driven by costs, although there'll be some nice savings. It's more about growth and growth in revenues. And frankly, I think they need to because, you know, the numbers are pretty impressive. Their reach is impressive. 8 million Australians are exposed to the combined 9 Fairfax group, and their revenues are $500 million a year. Well, I'm back of the envelope, man. I've said, well, that's $60 a head for the year. That's not enough. They're not selling enough newspapers. They're not charging them enough. I mean, I pay $100 a month for Fox. So I don't even know what for.
Well, it'll be interesting as well, won't it? Because the tie-up in that will be Stan, the on-demand service, to compete with Netflix, Kevin. And I imagine they will try and take a big slice of that market.
Well, I think so. And I think they will be able to. And let's face it, all of what it is about today is content. You know, people are always glued to the screens. You're walking by, you're looking at someone, you're glued to the screen. It's got to be about content. So if they can do that, and if they can do the opposite of what's been happening, is employ more journalists and have more stories and have something intelligible in there instead of a tweet, I'll be even happier still. They might even have stockbrokers on there. You never know.
Well, that's right. I mean, look at the lead that you make here every single day on Perth Live.
That's right, exactly, and it's interesting. But anyway, we'll stop patting ourselves on the back and we'll go look at the rest of the market. It was very ugly on the gold front today. Despite the gold price being up a dollar, saw a lot of selling in gold shares. I think it's coming from overseas. Unfortunately, we might be running into tax loss selling from the Northern Hemisphere or redemptions because of the recent recent fall. I'm not too sure. It was very ugly in the gold shares. Some of them were down 5 and 10%. So
ouch.
It was pretty disappointing there. So we're going to go ouch. And so but the gold price was up $1,202, but it didn't feel like it. It felt like it was down $20. The currency's bouncing around 72. It's about, oh, it's about 0.2 either side of that at the moment, slightly above it at 72.18. Euros are 1.56. Sterling's back to $1.80. That's one of those days I want to forget about, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow, though.
Me too. We'll see you here in studio at 3:30. Good on you, Kevin.
Thank you, mate.